Good evening, everyone. The Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, October 7th, 2025, 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This meeting is called to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 7th, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasarta?
This is the second day in a row I'm here.
Ms. Ford?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus? Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wolf?
Here. Please stand for a pledge allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration, the administrative part of our meeting, approval of September 2nd, 2025, regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Approval of September 2nd, 2025, executive session meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills from September 3rd, 2025, in the amount of $160,398.97.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of the bills from September 15th, 2025, in the amount of $144,840.36.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Mr. Colasarta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. There's no consent agenda items. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For September, for the year-to-date compared to last year, we are on budget. From an income standpoint, we're slightly down overall, 4% for the same period last year. Building and berthing rentals, total rentals are flat. We're down 20% for building rentals, but we're up 10% for berthing rentals. The real impact is the fuel. The price of fuel being down has affected our fuel revenue, which leads to the 4% decrease. But we're flat from all other revenue sources. That's all I have at this point.
Okay, thank you. Leases, Mr. Sawyer?
As you know, I'm not participating as a member of the Yacht Club in the Yacht Club lease negotiations, so I'm going to ask Mr. Curry if he has anything on leases.
I do have some items on leases. There's nothing to update on the Yacht Club lease. Those discussions continue. I just wanted to update, and I'm sure Mr. Fleury will update everyone when he gets to his report. But we are in the middle of the Netflix rental of the former Shore Casino building. We're about halfway through that term. In addition, we have put out the RFP that was published earlier in the month for the catering facility RFP for the Shore Casino property. The RFP has been published. We are entertaining proposals. The due date for all proposals is October 31st at, I believe, 12:00 PM. And people are requested to entertain any questions or request site visits through the harbor office. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer.
No report this evening.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton.
I don't want to take away from Mr. Fleeger's report, but I believe we had three quotes in from three different companies for new security cameras in the harbor, which I think Will may want to discuss a little bit later with everyone. But I'll wait for him to give us all the details. That's it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Clean Marina, Ms. Forbes.
Thank you, Chair. On 10/18, Clean Ocean Action will be on the Avenue A Beach doing their biannual beach cleanup from 9 to 12. Please join us. I'll be there as the beach captain because I was promoted this year. We've also received a $170,000 grant to help renovate the harbor playground. And that is all.
Thank you. Special events, Mr. Colasurdo.
We received one request for harbor usage from a exercise company to use the harbor on Thursdays and Fridays on a rolling basis. Thursdays and Fridays.
It might be other days too.
Yeah. But we've approved it. We see no reason not to give use of the harbor to this company.
Okay, thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
No report this evening.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. McGinn.
Thank you. Briefly, on the capital litigation, we are engaged in settlement negotiations. Our expert, obviously, as everyone knows, it's litigation. There are experts on both sides. Our expert is momentarily, should be today or tomorrow, serving me with a rebuttal to their settlement submission. We have a pre-trial conference on October 14th, and Judge McCarthy of Monmouth County did tell us we are selecting a firm trial date. We better be ready to select a firm trial date, though he's hopeful we can work out a settlement, but we've not discussed numbers yet.
Okay, thank you. Harbor Manager Report, Mr. Fleeger.
Yes, sir. Netflix, everything seems to be going smoothly with them. They actually left the other day to go to another site that's further away. That's why they're not down at the harbor. They still have their security people down in the lot that's gated. They probably will be back next week sometime, probably around Monday. They have basically the agreement with them was also to leave the area clear in between the gazebo and the tennis court for the Atlantic Islands Day Touch a Truck event, which is this weekend on the 12th, which is Sunday. So that's why they're not there. So we'll be doing that this weekend, plus, like I said, they'll be back probably Monday. Everyone, tenant appreciation breakfast, about 100 attended. Everyone seemed to have a good time. That went pretty well. We installed new stairs at the harbor office because the old ones, there was some rot in the wood, and instead of taking a chance, I had it all replaced. Also, all the grease traps, drains, men's room, all have been cleared and repaired at the Shore Casino. I had that done because we had problems with the grease trap. The two boats at the harbor, one was taken away, it was sold and taken away. The other boat, the guy turned down taking it, but from what I understand, we still get paid for it. The harbor dump truck was picked up tonight, so we should be getting a check back for that from GovDeals as well. Friday contracting has finished the paving over at Sissy's on the deck in the C Street ticket office. The anybody hasn't seen it, go over and take a look. They did one heck of a job. They did a really nice job. They did it in 2 days primarily, and Monday they finished
stripes?
No, they did the stripes.
That's what I was going to guess. I was going to guess stripes.
The handicap slips. They did.
Okay.
They didn't have blue paint, and they came back on Monday to do that. Let me see. And this weekend we have Scouting of America. They're going to be cleaning the parking lot and Bay Beach area within the harbor. It's done by Monmouth County Scouting America. They will be there. The scouts will be there to help clean up. Allison told you about the Cove Beach sweeps. That's next. And then we have the camera systems. I have three quotes for the camera system. We have a grant for $72,640. And we've got three quotes. I'll read them as I receive them. ATC, $96,832. New Jersey Business, $171,171.97. And Everon, $138,398. If the grant covers the $72,640, our amount is $24,000 and change. Okay. I have to find out yet from the CMFO if we can split that, because I'm not going to have, if we have to pay the $72,000 out up front, I got to figure out how I'm going to do that. Okay, but I just wanted to give you guys numbers, let you know where we stand, and all the bidders are responsible bidders, and that's where we're at.
Okay. Do you need approval for that tonight, or are you going to wait to hear from the CMFO?
That is up to you guys. I would like to see an approval just.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see there being an issue with approval this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, in terms of how the CMFO directs us to pay it, because it's
be a
different issue.
How the money goes.
Correct.
Okay. So is this what? Are we tied in at all with the Coast Guard on this? Is this?
Yes, we are.
All right, so just give a little bit of overview so the public is aware of exactly, you know, what partnership we have and what the grant was for.
Okay.
Well, if you don't mind.
For port security. It was a port security grant. And the agreement with the Coast Guard is that they can view those cameras as well as us, because it covers part of C Street, okay, which is very important, and lower New York Harbor.
Okay, that's excellent. So they're going to be monitoring as well as we are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's currently like the current camera system we had with Homeland Security.
Okay.
That was done. Homeland Security was able to monitor the cameras as well.
So. Okay.
Can we have cameras be positioned?
Basically, most of the same spots they're currently at. Some of the cameras have died over the years. When I came in there was a bunch of them. Unless you go and spend a lot of money on an older camera system, I just didn't think it was worth it.
Okay, so we have three bids. Would anybody like to make a motion on any of them? Does anybody need to hear them again?
So I think, Mr. Flieger, you recommended ATC?
ATC, they're basically throughout the borough. They're a local company. They're a responsible bidder, I think most of us, we have a contract with them currently to take care of the cameras.
And they're the low bid, right?
What's that?
They're the low bid?
Yes.
Okay.
Lowest responsible bidder.
Yeah. Mr. Flieger, is the equipment the same across all three bids?
Pretty much, yeah. It's basically... there are two standalone systems. which means everything is done within our computer system. The third one is also, it goes over the internet to view, that's ATC's. ATC's and the other ones, they all allow us, the current camera systems we have, we're not able to track anybody really. They pixelate and whatever, but the new systems, if say somebody in a red shirt or blue shorts is driving a 19 something Datsun or Chevrolet, as long as you have the photos, you can then in the software be able to track this guy's every move throughout the heart. Okay, and you're able to zoom and the pictures are clear, there's no more pixelation. So
okay, great. Anybody like to make a motion?
And all three will do that, just so you're aware.
Okay.
Yeah, I make a motion we accept the ATC application.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. A roll call, please.
Mr. Colasurdo?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Fleeger. Assistant manager report, Mr. White?
Yes, on the Tollgate project, we have a final meeting on October the 14th with CME, who's going to present two variations to the committee, who can bring it to the commission for their consideration.
Okay, thank you. Now's the public portion part of our meeting. If anybody would like to address the commission, please raise your hand. Please stand up, raise your hand, and come forward. Yes, sir.
Joe Cacamo.
Can you use your address, please? You don't have to sit. It's fine.
My name is Joe Cacamo. I live at 44 Ocean Boulevard, right behind Shore Casino. Just tell you a little about myself. I've had a boat in the harbor for probably 26 years. I've been a member of the yacht club for roughly the same amount of time. I walk through the harbor on a daily basis. I see a lot of things. My background is I'm a local contractor, and before that I did work on big job sites, and so I know a little bit about construction and all that stuff. But one thing, the pathway that goes on 4th Avenue behind Shore Casino, are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it was edged aesthetically, it would look a lot nicer. And my biggest concern is that by not maintaining it, we're going to lose the structure. What's happening, there's a lot of growth going over onto the sidewalk. And I think that has to do a lot with the amount of water that we get back there. So if it was edged, it would allow that water to get off the pavers. And what's happening now is the pavers, the water's holding the water on the pavers, so it's creating sinkholes. And that's a very well-used trail. All winter long, people use that every day, walking their dogs and walking through puddles in the rain. They're there walking in the rain. So I'd like, maybe if that's possible, start edging the sidewalks in the area. I think, yeah, the sidewalks and the pavers will last a lot longer, and aesthetically it would look great. And I don't think it's that big a project. I've looked through the harbor. The rest doesn't seem that bad. That particular spot seems bad. So I don't know if you're edging the other sidewalks or not.
Pavers?
Are you talking about like maintenance of edging with a trimmer?
Yeah.
Not putting in like trimming pavers. You're talking about just maintenance.
Paving, trimming.
Yeah. Edging. Like just weed whacking with the edge.
There you would have to weed whack because what they do is they put cement against it. So
I just want to clarify what you were.
Yeah.
Of course. So I don't see that.
That's what I meant.
I don't see that as a nice thing. Of course.
No, that's how the guys
do the edge of that on a regular basis.
I don't know if we'll be able to do it once a week. Well,
just on a regular basis.
But
normal maintenance, maintenance is once a week.
How often are they mowing?
They mow every week. So I have Kevin doing that.
Yeah, I think we can just make that part of the mowing process.
Okay.
Someone to go out and just edge the.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Carcamo.
Can we do that once a week?
Yeah, we'll address that, absolutely.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And aesthetically, the harbor will look much nicer, and I don't think it's a very costly thing, and time-wise, I don't think it's that much.
No, okay. Thank you.
And the other thing is, the dumpster behind Shore Casino, there's a big grease spots back there, and it looks like that spot has never been cleaned. And when you walk by, there's a strong odor. Every time I walk by, there's a strong odor. I don't, be honest with you, if you open up the gates, I don't think anybody would even walk back there. It's pretty bad. And it's just covered in black, like black soot, and there's, you know, I don't know what buckets back there, boxes, and it's just never been cleaned. It needs to be power washed, and then the dumpster that's back there has a hole in it. A nice size hole that could be easily fixed with some steel or something like that. My other concern is I'd like to see that, because nobody's using it right now, I think that was just Shore Casinos. There's been an increase of people coming into the harbor and throwing garbage in the harbor that I've noticed.
That's Netflix.
Okay, excuse me?
That's Netflix in there.
No, I'm saying through the years. It's on a daily basis, increasing. I watch people drive up and throw garbage in a dumpster. Not a lot, but often enough. What I'm afraid of is people are going to start throwing garbage back there, and nobody's ever going to empty it. So I'd like that to be cleaned up and locked, if that's possible. And told someone...
The borough garbage truck picks up the garbage from that dumpster.
Nobody's using it right now.
Yes.
Netflix might be using it, don't get me wrong, but I didn't notice them using it. Nobody's using that right now.
I've already spoke to the borough sanitation department.
Excuse me?
They dump that dumpster. I
walk by the daily basis, I never see it fall. I just see the complete mess. Is it possible that we could power wash it? And with all the dumpsters we have and things like that, I think to lock it up is not a bad idea, because nobody's really using it. Who's using it?
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix now, I'm just saying, I'm not talking right now.
All right, well, with the cameras, Lou, I guess that'll put us in a better position to find out who's coming with the trash, so it should work out.
They're doing that in the two dumpsters by the...
Right. All right. We'll definitely look in.
On a daily basis.
Okay.
Every week that I look in there, there's garbage up from the harbor.
All right. Thank you.
So I don't know what you can do about that. It's probably happening all over the harbor.
All right.
My big concern is about that. I think it's a health issue, and it's in pretty bad shape. So if you could address that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Carcamo.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not done. The fire escape stairs on Shore Casino, going up Shore Casino, everybody familiar with those fire? Mm-hmm. They go, they're in very bad shape. Really bad shape. And it's just such an eyesore. They're starting to rust out. At this point, they have to be professionally done to save them. Okay, so I'd like you to take a look at that. You familiar with that?
I absolutely look at it. And I don't see what you're saying, where they're in bad shape other than they need paint.
Well, they're very rusty. Well, rust corrode?
No, they're full of paint.
So you're saying they're painted?
So we can make sure.
I have a totally different opinion than he has.
So Mr. Carcamo, we can ask the fire marshal to take a look to make sure it's to his standard.
Well, I'm not saying aesthetically too. They look horrible. I mean, just at an aesthetic point of view.
Yeah, the aesthetics, if they need to be aesthetically repainted or what have you, we could definitely look.
A lot of people walk by there on a daily basis, and you do see that.
Sure. So what I was going to say was, aesthetically, if we'd be happy to look at it, if it needs to be recoded or repainted for aesthetic reasons, we could try to work that into the 2026 budget. That's not an issue.
Okay.
But from a safety standpoint, we'll also check with the fire marshal. So there's two ends, right? There's safety and then there's aesthetics.
I have a hard time justifying rust in my business. You see some start to rust, you try to...
But no, understood.
You try to reverse it.
Understood. I'm just saying, from the safety perspective, there's usually two levels of inspection. One is with the fire marshal. The other is the insurance entity,
okay.
Right? So they do their own analysis.
Sure.
But from the aesthetics, we'll take a look at it, and if it needs to be repainted or recoded, we can definitely get estimates and look to incorporate that in the 2026 budget.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The next thing I have a comment on is the building where when the state police are in the Sea Town. I walk by that siding, the way it's, that way it was installed, I don't think it meets any industry standards. The fasteners on the AZAC, I've never seen it fastened that way before. Okay, there's a certain way to do it. It's not gonna last, it started pulling away already, and aesthetically, it looks awful. I don't know why they didn't order, you got so many seams in that, in those things, I don't understand why they didn't order the sign. They could have ordered it in a different manner, so you wouldn't have all those seams. So now you have the AZAC, and just about every seam needs to be caulked. So.
Can we get Mr. Cockrell to testify at our arbitration with the building?
What's the availability for trial in a couple of weeks?
Mr. Cockrell,
Yes.
I'd encourage you to attend as many meetings as you possibly could, but the reason people are giggling a little bit is because for weeks we've been, well, for years, actually. For years, we've been complaining about the work that was done to the point where we're in the middle of a lawsuit, and that was the update that our attorney provided today. We're suing them for the very reasons you named today, so that's okay. That's why
just
the reaction.
So you guys know, my opinion has been a lot of damage done to the building. So the longer you wait, when things are wrong after you fix, the responsible thing to do is fix it.
All right, so you don't mind if we take your name and number then and call you if we need
Jeff
you.
Jeff McCarthy can give you a call.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Oh, it's ongoing litigation. We are
okay, but
as much as people...
We can ask the crowd. Four.
4 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time for water leaks. So what's going to happen is you're gonna wind up with big problems. But from my experience, like major problems.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't sure if that was it or not.
No,
I encourage you to come, but you'll hear the things that we're working on.
Mr. Cox.
I'm here because I care.
Mr. Cockrell, just so you're aware, we're very well aware of the problems with that building, and it's all been documented.
Yes, but it kills a guy like me.
I understand. We're trying to address everything.
We're all here every week, every month.
And it's like moving, trust me, way slower than we would.
At least someone can get out there with a caulk gun and try to stop the damage. I mean, that's not very expensive.
All right, but thank you for your suggestion.
Okay.
All right.
He's the tenant.
It's Towboat USA, by the way. Okay, we will be going into executive. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's okay.
Carol Smith, Togo US and Sissy's Place. So about what you're saying about the grease, you guys should call Darling International. They have that container there, and they should change it out because I'm sure that agreement was with Miss Sweeney.
Right.
And it's no longer there. They can change that out and make it much better. But it's Darling International. I'll get Lou the number.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the commission? Okay, thank you. I appreciate your participation. Executive session.
Yes, we're going to go into executive session to discuss the Togo building litigation, as well as the RFP, the Shore Casino building. I don't anticipate it being any more than 15 minutes. No formal action will be taken after.
Okay, do I have a motion to leave?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, we'll go into executive session. All right, thank you.
Motion to leave executive session and return to the regular meeting.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We've returned to our regular session.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.